welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is ready to help you launch out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, help you launch out. Maybe into the deep. It'll be up to you as to whether it's the deep or the shallow. May want it to be the deep, well, depending on your perspective, right? We're talking business now. That's right. Want to help you launch out into the deep and get some things going with regards to business, whether you are going to be getting started or maybe you're going to be looking at expanding, building. We really want to focus on the starting of it right now, and particularly when it comes to the product that you've been dreaming about. You've been making this thing. I mean, you've just been seeing this in your mind and imagining it doing what it does, whatever it does, depending on your product, whatever it is. And you're ready. You are ready to get it out there to the public. How do you want to do that? Are there some steps that you should consider, some specific steps you should consider when it comes to launching your business, launching your product? Well, let me share some tips with you, courtesy of Black Enterprise. And we're going to take a look at, well, some of the hard work. I know that sometimes we are tempted to go ahead and kind of take some shortcuts. We want to go about it the quickest, easiest way we can to take that next step. We've been doing some drawings. We have been, maybe even we've come up with a prototype. We've been taking some steps, but we're ready to go ahead and get this thing out there now. Let the people start buying it so that they can start benefiting from the product, so that we can start getting paid, so we can have the excitement of finding out how well accepted is it? How well are the sales going? Well, don't move too fast. Yeah, sometimes, you know, sometimes one of the biggest mistakes we make is to make big mistakes. And sometimes that means we may have left out some steps, whether it's because we were not aware of those steps that we could have taken, or whether it was because although we were aware of the steps, we just didn't want to go that route. We wanted to go another route that would have eliminated some of the steps that we were aware of. We figured, hey, we can get this done. And maybe so. I'm not going to say that everyone who launches a product does everything the same way. There are some tried and true ways that have really worked for many, many people. But that does not negate the fact that there are people who have kind of dismissed, overlooked, disregarded some of those tried and true steps, and things still work for them. I know, for example, Mr. Richard Branson, founder of Virgin Atlantic and a number of other successful businesses, reportedly has said that a lot of times he didn't take those tried and true steps to launch a business service or a business product. He had a product in mind, a service in mind. He believed it would work. He took the steps he did take, and he has done very, very, very well. Very well. Exceptionally well. It doesn't always work that way for everyone, though. So, that being said, let me share with you, if you want to go ahead and go the tried and true route, share with you some of the steps that you can take. One is, and this is a step that a lot of people really don't want to take, but it may be necessary, and that is connect with focus groups. Connect with focus groups and get some consumer feedback. Not consumer feedback from the people who have purchased your products after you've launched it and it's out there hitting the masses, the mass market. Not that. We're talking doing all this before the major launch. A lot of people who have launched a new product will tell you that it is an expensive process, from due diligence on manufacturers, which often requires travel even overseas, to materials, to the cost of production. You can spend a lot of money, maybe even your entire life savings, on your dream invention. The overall investment in time and materials should make inventors kind of leery enough to wonder, will anyone really want to buy my product? And one of the questions that you have to keep in mind is this. As you ask that question, will anyone really want to buy my product? You need to ask yourself the question, will they be as excited about my product as I am? Will they see the benefit from it that I see? The confidence of ignorance often clouds the judgment of eager inventors, and they rush the market with little or no consumer testing. They want to hurry up and get their product out there where the people can buy it. Get it in this store, get it in that store. And they've done little consumer testing or no consumer testing. That can be a costly mistake. There was an inventor who hired someone to provide marketing support for her manufactured product that she had just emptied her entire 401k into. It was approximately $700,000, none of which went toward focus groups or consumer product testing. Her invention, which really was a great cooking utensil, began to fail in the homes of some consumers. So she found herself sending replacements and providing refunds to disgruntled customers, which became a burdensome expense. And to top all of that off, she had emptied all of her monies on research, development, and production. Now, you caught that. She had done research. She had spent on development. All of that was truly good. I'm not just saying that. All of that was good. And then, of course, the production of the product. She had to spend money to have it produced. But that left her with a super slim budget for marketing, which is a decision that ultimately became a death sentence for her product. I often say, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to marketing products and services, you have to realize there is a reason that despite the fact that Coca-Cola has been around for decades and they're a multi-billion dollar company, I guess multi-billion dollar, or billion dollar at least, I mean, they're selling drinks all over the place. But you notice, they keep advertising. They keep marketing. GM has been around for decades, but GM keeps marketing Chevrolet. They keep marketing their products. Why? Why do companies that are so successful keep marketing? Because they realize they've got to get their products in the minds of the people, and then they've got to keep their products in the minds of people. Apple, as successful as that company is, they keep the ads going. Samsung, as successful as they are, they keep the ads going. They keep marketing because they're going to make sure we don't forget about them or their products. I'm saying that to say this. It is truly understandable that people will say, I only have limited funds. I can't do everything. I'll cut back on marketing, or I'll spend nothing on marketing. You got to get some kind of way. There has to be some kind of way. And it's not all about expensive TV advertising. That's one way to do it. So don't think that because I've mentioned Coca-Cola and these other companies that you see on TV a lot, that that's what I'm saying. You've got to advertise on TV. Not necessarily. These companies also advertise in magazines. They have signs showing up at ball games and things. There are options. But the bottom line is the marketing needs to take place. So this lady did not market, at least not adequately, because she hadn't left enough money for it. And this professional who was trying to help her said that ultimately became the decision to do little to nothing on marketing is what ultimately became the death sentence for her product. She was able to provide some marketing. The consultant was able to provide some marketing support to the inventor. but she was haunted by her product failures, and she had thousands of units of a product that she was no longer confident to sell. She ended up taking a major financial loss and went back into research and development to work out the kinks. So, what is one step that we can take to hopefully help us avoid that kind of scenario? One is to work with focus groups. Focus groups can help provide the clarity that you need in order to move forward. So what specifically is a focus group? That is a demographically diverse group of people assembled to participate in a guided discussion about a particular product before it is launched, or to provide ongoing feedback on a political campaign, television series, etc. And ideally, trying to get these things done, these focus group events done before the launch. It's interesting that, again, you look at successful companies like McDonald's and other companies that are selling beverages, selling foods. And often, they will enlist the help of focus groups who will taste test their products before they put those products out to the masses. They want to find out what taste the masses will more than likely embrace the most. And they use the taste buds of these focus groups to help them make that decision. The goal of focus groups, consumer product testing, surveys, etc., is to find out if your target customers understand your product and whether they would buy it, whether they understand it, and whether they would buy it. While focus groups are interacting with your product in a controlled environment, often led by a third party that you hire, you're privy to their reactions. All their reactions, the good and the not so good. Information that's derived from focus groups can reveal that you have a product that will succeed with your intended consumer. Or the information can reveal that your product needs work. Or the focus groups can help bring out the fact that maybe it'll fail unless changes are made. The most significant piece of data that might come from this activity, especially if you do it early enough, is the feedback that can help you refine your product offering in order to suit what consumers really want. And really now, there's nothing wrong with trying to get feedback from the potential consumers. It's not taking anything away from the inventor to enlist the support of people who can help him or her fine-tune their product. Actually, that's a good thing, because remember now, you want to sell to the consumer and maybe a specific consumer group. What better way to ensure that what you want to sell to that particular consumer group will be embraced by that consumer group than by letting some members of that specific consumer group test your product and tell you chances of success or failure, what they like about it, what they don't like about it, what they would change. Remember now, you're selling to them. You're not selling that product to yourself. Yes, it is your baby. It is something that you dreamt up and you want to get it out there to the people. But remember, you're not trying to sell 10,000 units to yourself. You want to sell 10,000 of those products to other people. So let other people have an opportunity to help you increase your chances of selling 10,000 of that product to the people who will pay for it. The information that you get can transform your product's future from possible moderate success to a blockbuster. For some inventors, hearing consumers disparage their pride and joy invention cuts like a knife, and it's the fear of these less than stellar reviews that often prevents them from conducting focus groups. Don't be like that. Just be courageous and keep in mind, they are helping me sell my product by helping me fine-tune it. Just as you would guide your own human child with advice and care and nurturing, you need to do the same thing for your product. Now, consider this. Remember, your invention was never just about you. So it's important that you keep your ego in check to alleviate fears of bruising it. You likely developed your product to fill a need or to solve a problem that many people have. Keep that in perspective and let those same people help you by supporting your product launch, by letting you know in advance what needs to be done to make it truly an outstanding product that hopefully people will buy. Remember this, branding is often mistakenly thought of as a strategy that is solely devised by a company. That's not necessarily correct. Companies define a message that is conveyed to the public, and it's the consumer that uses that information to define the brand. Focus groups offer informative insights into the perception of your product, which gives you, in turn, the opportunity before you invest in marketing strategies to develop brand messaging that will likely resonate with your target audience. See what they're saying this helps us do? You all, the inventors, you get with the focus group, and they're letting you know, this is the way we perceive your product. We think your product is, and they start describing your product. They start talking about the benefits. They start talking about how they view your product. Well, that's what branding has to do with, how people view the product. And you have focus groups, people who are checking your product out, testing your product, and they can tell you how they view your product. And what they tell you about how they view your product can help you in turn talk with the marketing company, the marketing agency, to let them know, this is what people have said, what members of the focus group have said about my product. How can we tailor some messages to fit that message that my consumers, that the focus group members gave me, so that we have a better chance of coming up with the right branding? All right. How about this one? Probably the toughest part of all. You just may be so close to your invention that you haven't considered that no one else really wants it or needs it. It may be a good idea to you. How many of you have watched Shark Tank on CNBC? And they have those inventors going out there to meet the sharks, these successful entrepreneurs, these successful businessmen and women. And they pitch their ideas to them, hoping that someone will invest in their company, help them take their product to the next level. And some of those people walk away with some great deals. Some of them walk away the same way they walked in, empty-handed, nothing. For one reason or another, none of the sharks would invest in their businesses. And sometimes it's because the inventor just would not come up with a deal that sounded appealing to the sharks. At other times, it's because none of the sharks saw that product or that service going anywhere, and they did not want to invest just to lose. Sometimes we may have come up with an idea that we really, really like, but the key is, will potential consumers like it? They may not be willing to pay for it. At the end of the day, you should offer a product that people love so much they will not only buy it, but they'll tell other people that they should buy one too. Focus groups can reveal to you that you have a product no one wants, which can in turn potentially save hundreds of thousands of dollars and relieve you of the burden of failure. It's better to have the choice of walking away and cutting your losses, or to go back to the proverbial drawing board, than to invest in a product that will likely lead to personal heartbreak and zero profits, nothing but loss. So let's be clear. Launching a product is challenging, but a successful product launch is tremendously rewarding. Give your product and profits a chance by letting the very people you hope to buy it test it. Insights obtained from a focus group have the potential to change your life forever, whether the response is positive or negative. So don't miss the opportunity to learn from the people who can possibly help you make your dreams come true.